Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good afternoon and welcome. I have not been on Blog Talk Radio forever, so I thought I would just join in and just see what's going on here this afternoon. Try something a little bit different that we haven't tried for a while. I hope everybody's doing great. It's been a while. This is Scott McCain, and I am privileged to be talking to you about the importance of distinction in creating your business, the importance of the ultimate customer experience, and all the things that I talk about when I connect with organizations across the country and around the world. And it is really the challenge that we all face with how do we stand out in a hyper-competitive marketplace? What does it take to truly make a difference in today's hyper-competitive business world? That's going to be the focus of the things that I talk about while I'm here. And by the way, they've given me a number that we can use if you'd like to call in and ask a question. Are you ready? Here it is. It's area 515-602-9784. 515-602-9784. I'm just doing this on a whim. Don't know if there's any chance anybody is listening in. I thought I'd give it a shot. Thought I'd give it a try. This is fun. I like trying new things, and that's it's part of what's cool about the world today. So, by the way, if you would like to chat as well, you can do so on the Blog Talk Radio app. So connect with me, and we'll go from there. But if you're listening later on in one of the recordings of this, part of what I speak about to organizations of all different sizes and all different types is the importance of creating distinction. How do you stand out in a hyper-competitive marketplace? Look, at the end of the day, the only way that somebody becomes a customer is because they are chosen, right? I mean, customers don't just do business with you. Customers choose to do business with you as opposed to all of the other alternatives out there in a hyper-competitive marketplace. When you really think about it, growing your business is really about getting chosen. What can you do to be selected? What can you do to be chosen as opposed to the other businesses you compete with and the other organizations that do what you do? You know, none of us are out there alone. Right? I mean, we all have competition. And one of the things we've seen over the last many years in business that's the fundamental change is it used to be our competition was pretty identifiable. You know, we knew who they were because they were also the ones selling cars in our hometown, or they were also the one providing a particular type of service or a particular type of product in our communities. Now, through the web, through Amazon, through everything else, your competition is global. I mean, seriously, whatever your business is, there's somebody somewhere else in the world that does it and is very easily accessible. So why should they choose you? Why would they choose you instead of the other alternatives that are available in this hyper-competitive marketplace? Your challenge is to find a way to stand out. Your challenge is to get chosen more often, right? I mean, that's what it's all about. How do we get selected more often? And then how do we get the people that have selected us to repeat their business, right? How do we make the experience once we get them to say yes to us, how do we make the experience so compelling that they want to come back for more? And then how do we make it so compelling after they've come back for more that they tell their colleagues at work or they tell their family or they tell their friends? Look, it's the oldest cliche in business practically, but word of mouth marketing is the best marketing of all. So how do we get more word of mouth marketing? How do we get more of our customers to be excited about doing business with us? If you think about it, there are stages that every customer goes through, regardless of whether you're a B2B or a B2C organization, regardless of whether you are a behemoth like Apple or whether you're a small town grocery like the one I grew up in southern Indiana. Here are the stages. You begin with being a suspect. Now, not even a prospect yet. You know, the customer suspects you might have what they want. you might suspect that they have the authority and the ability to buy, but you don't know yet. They're just a suspect. So what we have to do is to find out where are more suspects, because through our marketing and through our advertising and through our communication, we move them from being suspects into prospects. Prospects are those folks who have a legitimate reason to buy, right? They're kind of in the market for what you have. You have what they're looking for. These are people that have the ability, they have the authority, they have the potential to buy. From the prospect, we convert them into a first-time customer. They dip their toe in the water. You know, what we often find with so many organizations is that the customer initially doesn't come in and say, give me one of everything you've got, right? The customer, if you've got a restaurant, they typically don't bring in the entire office. They eat by themselves first. They check it out first. So they become a first-time customer. They sample what you have. By the way, they're not only sampling your product, they're not only sampling your service, they're sampling the customer experience. How you take care of me? How do you make me feel like my business is valued and is wanted? Then after that, first-time customer, they become a repeat customer. You do so great that they come back and they buy more. And they do more than stick their toe in the water. You know, now they're about waist deep. They've jumped in the pool. They're buying more from you. They come back and they are a customer that repeats their business with you. Then we go to the higher level. And that's where we get into the term client. It seems like a client is a deeper relationship than a mere customer. A client is someone that you know their needs very well, and you've asked them questions, and you've talked with them, and you've inquired about what their needs and what their wants and what their challenges are. They've inquired about, you know, could you customize this a little bit, or when might this be for sale? A client is that repeat customer where the relationship goes deeper. But, you know, on most charts that you see, that's where it stops. Boy, once we get a client, see this in the offices of financial advisors all the time. Man, once we obtain a client, once we get to a client, we have achieved our goal. And I'm going to disagree with that, because there's a higher level. And that higher level, and it's what distinctive professionals and organizations are able to create, that higher level, the advocate. It's the customer who's become the client, who is now so engaged and so excited about what you do, they can't wait to tell other people. And because of that, they advocate for your business in the marketplace. Again, like I said, Debbie, you know, oldest cliche, word of mouth marketing is the best. But it is. But see, here's the thing. In today's world, advocates aren't just telling their family and friends. Advocates are posting reviews on Yelp and on Google and on other message boards. Advocates are saying, this was one of the best experiences that I've ever had. You've got to go here. I mean, when you start seeing those reviews, doesn't that compel you to do business with that organization? I mean, that's part of how we make decisions today. It's amazing to me. My wife and I have made decisions about everything from where to car repair to what to, based on what other people say, what the advocates or the detractors are saying out there in the marketplace. So your job, regardless of the size of your business, but particularly in a small business, your primary job is to be in manufacturing. You might be saying, wait a minute, I'm in a service business, or I'm in a consulting business, or whatever. Well, I get that. Okay, I understand. But what I'm saying is you need to be manufacturing more advocates. Take a look at the people who are currently doing that kind of word-of-mouth marketing for you. What do they say? And what was it about their experience that moved them to that level of engagement with you? See, once you get that down, then what you do is to analyze that and say, how do we make it a part of every customer, every client, every prospect's experience? How do we repeat that so we create advocates in the marketplace that want to keep doing business with us, expand the business that they're doing with us, and make a difference for us with other suspects and prospects. That's what it's all about. And so we'll have more conversations like this in the future. I promise I'm going to promote it more and put it on more, but I just want to experiment with the app here to begin with. And if you're listening, I truly appreciate it. I hope you'll drop me a note. I'm easy to find. I'm on LinkedIn, Twitter, now X, obviously, Facebook. All you have to do is to search for Scott McCain, ScottMcCain. Scott McCain, and you'll see it on the page here on Blog Talk Radio and on wherever you listen to your podcasts. So that'll do it for right now. I just want to check the app. Just want to get started with this. But I want to share those ideas about how businesses need to focus on a customer and growing them through the stages of customer engagement. Because when you can do that, you made all the difference in the world. I'll be back with more. Please keep watching and hope you'll be participating with some of the future shows that we're going to have here on the podcast. Talk to you soon. This is Scott McCain. Thanks for listening.